back at Rosie on the House, and we're here trying to educate homeowners who are contemplating a home remodel at any time in the future, and what work needs to go into the pre-planning of that and the selection process of your contractor. Now, we've ended the first meeting with the contractor at the house, and we have got a ton of information. And we've got the second appointment set, and you should already have some names of referrals. Now, between the first and second meeting, you call those referrals, and you ask them, were you happy with the timeliness of the job? Were there many days where the job just sat empty? Were you happy with the superintendent? What was the actual superintendent's name that did the job? Were you happy with the cleanliness? Were you happy with the respect they showed your home? Were they able to isolate the work area off from your living area? Were they willing to show respect for your dogs, your kids, the rest of your family, your personal possessions? And would you hire them again? Now, you're going to have the answers to all those questions when this contractor comes back on the second visit. Remember, the appointment is set for some screwy time, like 10:50 or 10:35, and you're going to test them to see if they make that on time. And then you want to know, do they have everything they said they would have? They said they'd have a drawing, and they said they'd have preliminary budgets. If they show up and say, well, I didn't quite get the time to put that together, I need some more information, that should be another one of those little red sirens going off inside your head. If they can't come back prepared, if they can't do what they said they were going to do, they're not going to finish your job on time. There are going to be ugly surprises during the process. So they come back, they show you a nice little drawing, you get a budget, and you ask them, are you pulling a permit on this job? You know, there are very, very few jobs that don't require a permit. And you want them to pull the permit. You don't particularly want that in your name, the homeowner's name. Make them responsible for getting the final inspection once everything is done. And if they haven't brought up the topic of a permit, that should be another red signal. You can't remodel a bathroom without a permit. You can't even replace a water heater without a permit. So they've shown up now at a meeting, they've presented you with the budget, and you've interviewed their past clients. Now you want to see the actual superintendent that's going to do work on your job, and you want to see them on a job they're currently running. You want to go drop in on Superintendent Bob on Aunt Martha's bathroom remodel he's currently doing. Is the job clean? Check out his truck the same way you checked out the owner's truck. If his dashboard is stacked up with receipts and scheduling papers and crumbled up pieces of paper and the tools aren't organized in his truck and it's a dirty truck, that's the way he's going to treat your property. That's the way he's going to treat your job. So you've met the superintendent, their success ratio on prior projects, and now you're ready to see the contractor at his place of business. And that's probably a third visit. And it's okay for this interview process to go two or three steps deep because you're constantly testing them every time. Are they prepared for the meeting? Do they have done what they said they'd get done? Are they on time? Meet them at their place of business. Ask to see their scheduling software. Sometimes that's just a big chalkboard or whiteboard, but at least they're tracking their manpower requirements and job schedules on every single job they've got. Ask them to take a look at their accounting system, and do they have an accurate job cost control way of keeping track of everything? Now, once you've seen their office, you've seen a couple of their jobs, you've talked to several of their clients, you've met the superintendent that's going to run the job, you've verified they're properly insured, bonded, and licensed, you've verified the lead test, mold tests, and asbestos tests have all been completed, and you've got a detailed scope of work. I mean detailed. It's too hard to get more detail than you need. Now you're going to ask for a start date and a completion date. And it's up to you, homeowner, to demand that contractor keep you in the information loop. And one of the things you should ask is, can we meet on this job every Tuesday morning at 9:37? You verify the job's on schedule, the job's on budget. What got done last week, what's going to get done today, and what's scheduled to get done next week. Get this in writing from him. These are job progress meetings that should occur every week for any job that's going to go over 4 to 6 weeks. And then when you have that meeting the next Tuesday, you can hold him accountable for everything he said was going to get done last week. Folks, I promise you, if you take these steps in interviewing the contractor, you will get a successful project. The last question you're going to want to ask before you go into the contract is which one of us, me or you, is going to get the course of construction insurance, which is very necessary. If you're doing a kitchen remodel and they develop $30,000 worth of cabinets and $20,000 worth of appliances and stock it in the garage, and some accident occurs where those things are damaged before they're bolted to your home, your homeowner's insurance will not cover those items. Course of construction insurance. Boy, and there's one more point y'all need to be aware of, because in the state of Arizona, the lawyers and the legislatures have made the payment of sales tax on remodeling projects so complicated it will blow your mind just to figure out how tough it is. So make sure your contractor is up to date on how sales tax needs to be paid, all right? If they're doing it right, you probably have the right contractor. That's a good sign.